Why did the gym close down? Just didn't work out. Ha! Ha! That was maybe the worst joke we have had on the show. That, I am not kidding you. Why did the gym close down? It didn't work. Oh, God. We have told some bad jokes along this span of B-Tox, but that one has to be one of the worst ones. Well, guys, welcome back to B-Tox, everybody. Hope every single one of you are having a really good day. We are in Colorado Playbook number 5. I am way overdue for one of these sports episodes. I think it's been over a month since we did the last Colorado Playbook, but I've been super busy, and over the next couple days, I got 2 more episodes planned within the weekend, so stay tuned for that. But today, we got a good one. We're going to talk about some Colorado and outside of Colorado sports news. There have been a bunch of Denver Broncos, like, free agent signings. Yeah, we'll get into that later. I have a really cool one. I made a resume for Jokic, looking for his MVP. So, going to get into Nikola Jokic's MVP resume. And lastly, for the title, boycotting the Colorado Rockies. So, I'll talk about that and, like, the good and the bad from what could happen to that. But, thank you for Anchor FM for sponsoring today's episode. And without further ado, screw it. Let's get on with the show. I'm not totally sure why I said screw it, but hey, screw it. Let's get on with the show. So, start off with the Colorado news. So, in the Denver Broncos, there's been a bunch of signings, and we'll get into this later, but just an overview. We got a contract extension on Von Miller. Again, we'll get into this later. Shelby Harris re-signed. We signed a cornerback, Ronald Darby, I think from the Washington Redskins. And of March 18th, the Broncos have released Philip Lindsay. I have zero idea why. Talk about that later. All right. Colorado Rockies, they are ready to have 12,000 fans at Coors Field, which is exciting, but people might boycott them. Again, tap into that later. Now with Nolan Arenado gone, I think Trevor Story is looking to be the face of the franchise, the head man. So, I mean, I don't know why we traded away our one way of making the playoffs, but that's Colorado sports aren't looking the best. Denver Nuggets, in the most recent NBA power rankings by ESPN, we were at number 8. And I think there was a while there where we weren't winning a bunch of games. And, like, usually our goal is hopefully Western Conference Finals. I mean, of course, NBA Championship. But realistically, Western Conference Finals is at least my goal for the team. And there was a while there for the Nuggets that our goal was to just make the playoffs. Like, for the past, I think, 3 years, we've had a safe bet. Like, all right, we're making the playoffs. We're a really good team. Here, let's check. Hey, Siri, show me NBA standings. Hold on.
These are the standings for the NBA from the current season.
We are not, okay, we're number 5 in the Western Conference. Okay, we're doing good. The Jazz are 29-10. Where is that coming from? Anyway, but yeah, so we're on a pretty good streak, actually. We've won 6 of our last 7, which is really good. So we're back in there, but geez, the Western Conference is so competitive this year. All right, outside of Colorado with the NFL, I would get into it, but there's just been so many, like, signings and free agency stuff that I'd be here for so long. So if you want to break down for all the NFL, I bet you could find one. In the MLB, there's been some signings, but not a lot of news. And then in the NBA, there we go. Damian Lillard dropped a 50-point game a little bit ago. And I'm not exactly sure who it was against, but the Portland Trail Blazers made a 17-point comeback against some team. So Lillard dropped 50, good for the Trailblazers. And I think the game is tonight, the night I'm recording it, which is Thursday, March 18th. And we got LaMelo versus LeBron. And apparently LaMelo isn't excited to battle LeBron because He's a scary, scary man, if you know what I mean. All right. Next on this today's episode, we are going to talk about important Denver Broncos signings. Thank you very much for sticking with me. So, over the past, I don't think it was all of March, but at least the past like week and a half, there has been maybe not 100, a bunch of free agent signings in the NFL. There are so many. There are a lot of big ones that there's so many that I couldn't really like, can't really think of any specific one for how big they were. But anyway, the Broncos also were being pretty active in this free agency signing. So here are some important ones. Starting it off with Ronald Darby, a cornerback from the Washington Redskins, I think. Hold on, let's search him up. Ronald Darby. Let's see this. So Ronald Darby is an American football cornerback for the Denver Broncos of the NFL. He played college football at Florida State and was drafted by the Buffalo Bills second round of 2015. Then we picked him up from the Washington Redskins. But we signed him for 3 years, $30 million, $10 million a year. It's pretty good. But I think this was a really good signing, getting Ronald Darby, because we just released A.J. Boye, which was a pretty exciting pickup, I think, for Broncos Nation, but didn't really, like, impress us. So he was gone, but we picked up Ronald Darby and replaced for A.J. Boye. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is all credit to ESPN. Like, they kind of had a breakdown of important Denver Broncos stuff. This is where I'm getting my information from. So I think it is a fit for Fangio because Darby has really good one-on-one skills. So now that we kind of are sticking with Justin Simmons, maybe we can have Simmons on, like, one side of the field, kind of laying back on safety with Darby getting good one-on-one because apparently that's his specialty. So, yeah, that's Darby. All right, next. Pretty good news. We re-signed Shelby Harris. 3 year, $27 million. Again, fits with Fangio. He's been on the team. Sorry about that. Somebody came into my room, so I had to stop the recording. But anyway, what I was saying is Harris, of course, is on the team. He's a great fit. We know he's we know he's a good Bronco. He's well with the team, so yeah. And actually, a fun fact, Harris last year led the NFL in bat downs. Great. Okay, he's a good player. I think in overall, he's just super high effort. He puts in a lot of like work and passion to what he does, so I'm glad that we snagged Shelby Harris back. Next, Justin Simmons, one of the biggest kind of talks of this offseason so far. The Broncos actually did it. So we put a franchise tag. It's not like a – I'm not exactly sure what a franchise tag is, but that means it's not like – final? I have no idea. Anyway, franchise tag, I think it says for projected $13 million for however long it is. Little – thing, Justin Simmons had 12 interceptions over the last two seasons, which is pretty good. And in my opinion, I think Justin Simmons is one of the current best Broncos players out there. You know, talking about best Broncos players on the team currently, I would say probably Von Miller's number one. I'd say Chubb, Simmons. Why am I spacing on that wide receiver's name? The really good guy. What is happening? Hold on. Wide receivers. Why? Cortland Sutton. Yeah, why was I spacing on that? That was really weird. Cortland Sutton's awesome. You know who's also really good? That's not a Bronco anymore? Philip Lindsay. This is very interesting. The new GM, you know, we got rid of John Elway. The new GM is focusing so much on defense. To start it off, like Ronald Darby, cornerback. Shelby Harris, of course, defensive tackle. Justin Simmons, safety. All three of those are on defense. He releases a starting, maybe top five current Broncos players on the team right now, and it's released. So maybe if we're kind of aiming for a multi-year rebuild here, I guess we're going to start off with a good defense because defense does win championships, but offense helps. I mean, yes, I stand with defense is the best, but still. I mean, you need offense. yeah. So, Lindsey's gone. We still can keep Justin Simmons, Shelby Harris, and we get Ronald Darby. So, next, talk about Nikola Jokic's MVP resume. All right. Back from the break. All right. So, it's Nikola Jokic's MVP resume because I still believe that Jokic can win the Most Valuable Player award in NBA. Okay, he's still at least a candidate. If the season were to end right now, I would think that the candidates would be Joel Embiid, LeBron James, probably Giannis again, and maybe Jokic. So hopefully he's still in that talk. Hopefully he is. So if he is still in that talk, every NBA fan and commissioner and crew of the NBA, listen to this, because I put together a resume from Nikola Jokic. So I know we have a lot of games still to come in this season, but this is what Jokic is doing right now. First of all, he's averaging 27.3 points per game, which I am like 95% sure is the best he's done all career. He's averaging 11.2 rebounds per game and 8.5 assists per game. This man is averaging a double-double. It is cool in basketball when somebody has a double-double, and Jokic is having it every single night. I think is super special. That is really cool. So far, kind of in the NBA, Jokic is ninth highest in scoring, above LeBron James, which is another candidate, and 10th in rebounding. Okay, so he's top 10 in both of those two categories. You know, stats, of course, are really cool. And, like, it tells you a lot about the player. But I think, for me, more important than those stats is Jokic as a center is a leader. And he's the face of the team, and he has earned the face of the team. And he's one of the best players in the league. And I think, although, like, of course, you want, like, huge scores on your team because that can only result in one thing, which is wins and a championship. But how much he, like, averages points, it's crazy how much he looks for the pass more than the shot and still puts up 27 points a night, which is really cool for a player to do. And I think he can also, Jokic, he's been on the team long enough where he kind of knows his teammates now. He knows, like, Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray and all these players to where he knows when they're not feeling it. So I think Jokic can easily step it up hands down. Means averaging 27 points a night, 11 rebounds per game, and 8 assists per game. He is killing it right now, and if this rest of the season is going anything like it is so far, I think he should really be, like, in the talk. He should hands down at least be a candidate, even if the season were to end right now. So that's all I ask, is that you keep in mind Jokic when the MVP thing comes around. Okay, that's all I'm saying. All right. Well, next we're getting to the final segment of the night. Well, Sun's much shorter than normal, but we're going to talk about boycotting the Colorado Rockies and what that could mean. So stay tuned for that. Would you look at that? You stayed tuned. And now it's time for what you've been waiting for. Boycotting the Colorado Rockies and what that could be in store for the Rockies franchise. So, really quick. I didn't know this, but boycotting means, like, for in sports, it means, like, not showing up to the games. And that's how we're going to. That's our idea of boycotting what is right now. So, if we were to say every Colorado fan boycott the Colorado Rockies this year, that would mean nobody would show up to the games. Okay, so that's what that means. All right, so my opinion, yes and no. I kind of stand on both sides here. On the yes side of things, like, yes, boycott the Colorado Rockies. I think that we need to show in some way that we want some form of change, because we're just going downhill. I think if we're trying a rebuild, trading away the best player wouldn't be a rebuild. So if that's what they're aiming for, in my opinion, they might be failing. But hey, then again, I know we can say, yes, that was a dumb choice, but we have no idea how hard their job is. So I don't think we put too much pressure. But so yes, if we want to boycott the Rockies, if we want to show that we want some kind of change. And I think especially like we want to show this if we really kind of love the team and we're in it for the future, that we got a better start now if we want to get that up. All right, so on the no side of things, in my opinion, it's super good for a sports fan to be loyal to their home teams no matter what happens, okay? So as much as boycotting the Rockies seems like a good idea that we need to show them something, we want to stay loyal to the team, okay? Because they're still our favorite baseball team. They're still the ones we cheer on in the league if they're against any other team. So part of me says we want to stay loyal. But and there's a small chance, this might be very wrong, but it could in a way, in a far way, make things worse. Because if we don't come to the games, obviously that means they're bringing in a lot less money, which means could be less ways to expand, because less money is less money to sign players and stuff. So I think you overall get to decide. I mean, obviously, we're going to have fans come to the games. They're allowing fans. But I think the people that are going to show up are just going to be ones that, like, just want to kind of have a good time, don't really care about the sport or the team in general, but they just want to kind of just have fun and just watch a game of baseball, just see live sports. But the true dedicated fans, I mean, we'll see what happens, man. Don't know. We just don't know what to expect, because obviously, yes, we want something to be fixed and to be much better, but I don't know. By the way, I saw this a while ago, it might have changed, but the Colorado Rockies have a whole 0.1% chance to make the playoffs. 0.1. And unlike the NBA and NFL, the number one pick doesn't really do a lot. That doesn't help in any... Okay, yes, of course. Number one pick is useful in some forms because you get the number one prospect. But 0.1, what do you think it would be if we had Nolan Arenado? Think it would be like 3% chance to make the playoffs? A little higher than that, but I don't know. I've said this in this episode, I'll say it again. Trading away Nolan Arenado was what not to do, okay? We wanted to, we're trying, if there's one thing we had that would give us a chance of winning games and making the playoffs, was Nolan Arenado. And now he's not on the team. Man, wasn't smart. And I saw him in a Cardinals jersey a couple days ago. And I got stabbed in the heart there. It was tough. Guys, overall, Colorado sports are good and bad. Broncos and Rockies feels like aren't going anywhere. Got a new GM. Future is hopeful for the Broncos. No comment on the Rockies. And the Denver Nuggets, of course. Hey, that's a team we get to cheer on. Gosh darn it. Because we actually have expectations for them. So that's pretty cool. But guys, so before we wrap it up today. Sorry, this one is super short. Usually these are like 30 minutes long. It's shorty. That's fine. I am doing a live stream on March 20th. Check out the link in the description, okay? I'm going to be recording an episode live so you guys get the feel for, like, behind the scenes and stuff. And we're also doing some brain breaks from DFTBA, so be sure to tune into those. We had 5 people go in and out of the last one, so hopefully you can have somebody actually stay here. And don't worry if you actually miss the live stream. I'm going to upload an unedited recording of the live stream on this actual B-Talks. So, I mean, you can always kind of look back onto it. But yeah, guys, I think that's going to wrap it up. That was a good one. Not a lot for Denver or Colorado sports. Not looking too great. But It's gonna wrap it up today. Hope you all enjoyed. I had a bunch of fun recording it. If you'd like to take a little time out of your day to visit my very own BeeTalks website, that'll be the top link in the description. And you know, talking about links and descriptions, like I just said, the link to my upcoming live stream on March 20th at 4 p.m. will be in the link, 4 p.m. Mountain Time. It'd be really cool if you could tune into one of those. I have a bunch of fun, and the first live stream was good, but there were some holes we needed to patch, and hopefully we can be a little better. I host another podcast with my sister about our favorite TV show, The Office, called the Dunder Mifflin Podcast. The cool thing is our show is not a rewatch podcast, so every week you'll hear, or not really every week, we're not super consistent, but every episode, how about that? You'll hear a brand new topic of The Office that you've never heard before. That will be link number 3. All right. Oh, guys, by the way, reminder, season 4, May 22nd, we're a long ways away, but think about it. I'm recording this March 18th. Hopefully you're listening to this within the first week it's released. But we're like in 2 months from now, I'm going to be working on the first season 4 episodes and scheduling it for later. I got some good stuff planned for that. It's going to be a good one. All right. Without further ado, hope you have a safe and amazing rest of your day. What I love to say is don't forget to be awesome. See you all next episode. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.